When it comes to basement cracks, don't ignore the problem. The reality is basement cracks don't fix themselves. You eventually will have to deal with the issue. Enjoy the home you're living in now. Who better to trust with your family's home than Helitech, the company that's been in business for 30 years. With a full staff of customer service, safety, repair, and service specialists, you can rest assured your home will be healed. I'm Joe Buck, and Helitech is the only company I trust to do that. Trust Helitech for your basement repair and waterproofing solutions. The company that's invested in healing homes, 30 years strong. Helitech. They healed my home. They'll heal yours too. Helitech. Visit HelitechOnline.com.
Heal your home with Helitech.
You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well, now they've just been ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So, this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring, because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Donate your used furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and appliances to the Salvation Army Family Stores. You get a tax deduction, and family store sales support ministry to men right here in St. Louis. Your donation helps bring the gospel to men who are dealing with alcohol and drug addiction issues. Be a part of what the Lord is doing right here in St. Louis. Call 314-535-0057 today and have the Salvation Army pick up your donated furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and appliances. 314-535-0057.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Palazzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Trost, Denny Vaniger, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer, brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
With a name like Smuckers, it has to be good. And with a name like Jose Hernandez, you'd think he speaks Spanish, but he doesn't.
Buenos dias.
Okay, a little.
Oh, wait a
little Spanish, but he does not speak Spanish. And I always was amazed by that the first time he told me that. Tell me, don't you run into people at some, maybe not every day, who expect that you would speak Spanish because your name is Jose Hernandez, like
not,
on vacation?
Not in the Midwest.
No, but you've ever been away on vacation? They think, oh, Jose Hernandez, here. And you go, huh? But I'll tell you what he does do. He speaks that tech language like not too many can, and he's going to help you out with your... And I have a little tidbit here I'm going to share with after I give the phone numbers that contradicts everything everybody has ever told me, and it has to do with something that I was always told you should do with your phone, and this says no, you don't want to do that. Now I got you on the edge of your seats. Here we go. You'll do a monologue and then we'll take your calls. You have a question, a concern, you're confused, you're curious, whatever, about your tablet or the tablet you're looking at to buy, or the computer or the phone or the television. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. Or 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. and the original $189 window. Would you please welcome Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Jose?
Excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. I have a contribution to this segment.
Please.
Now, you have an Android phone, and Peon has an Android phone. I think Dan has one, too. I'm the odd man out with an iPhone. But I'm sure this same, you can do this the same thing with an Android. And here's what I'm talking about. On the phones that, those of us who have iPhones, on our phones, there's a home button. It's down at the bottom in the middle. It's a round button, just a little indention. That's the home button. I have always been told that I should double tap that. And when you do that, you see all the apps that are suspended. They're still open, but you're not using them. And they show up sort of staggered like you're holding playing cards. And I was always told you should go through and kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out. They're running, but you're not using them. Then I read this article out of USA Today. And it says, closing those apps from the multitasking menu can actually hurt the iPhone's overall battery life. Because when you then, and you inevitably will, open those apps back up, it forces your phone to load all that data back again. Leave the apps alone, it says, and you'll be doing your battery a favor. I never knew that.
Are you having?
It says on Android, finding the apps that are running is as easy as pulling the top menu bar down. So with us, it's double tap. With you, it's pull down. Do you agree with this, that you shouldn't close those apps?
Are you having trouble with your battery?
No, not really.
Then it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're somebody that constantly opens and closes and opens and closes, then yeah, it would probably it might be helpful. But if it, you know, for most people, they open 5, 10, 15 things, and if you close them and you get back to them once a day, I think you'll be all right.
And folks, here's another thing I learned recently, because it's going to be hot before you know it. The entire time I grew up, my dad used to say, don't run the air conditioner in the car unless you absolutely have to, because it cuts down the gas mileage, more fuel consumption. I've read more than one article that said on cars today, that is not true. Run the air conditioning. It has nothing to do, has no impact on your gas mileage.
Versus opening the windows.
Exactly. Why be miserable and open the window? In fact, opening the window may create more drag. Would you agree?
Yes.
And the car is not as aerodynamic. So don't fall for that when your grandpa says, you open the windows and don't use air conditioning because you get worse gas mileage. You say, okay, grandpa. And you go ahead and use the air conditioning. Just make him think you're pacified him. What do you got for us, Jose?
Last year, rumors surfaced that Apple was going to shift gears and it would instead focus on building autonomous software rather than the actual vehicles on its own. They're going to build the software to make Google cars run. Seems last week, Apple applied for and has been given permission to test self-driving vehicles in the state of California. A company looking to engage in self-driving vehicles must apply for an autonomous vehicle test permit. Once issued, they're required to submit an annual report called the disengagement rate, which is how many times humans had to take over to keep the car from crashing into somebody. California Division of Motor Vehicles says that Apple is going to have three 2015 Lexus RX 540Hs, and six drivers are going to be licensed to run these.
So you have to have a separate license?
You have to have a permit from California Division of Motor Vehicles to be able to even consider driving. And then California wants to know how often you're sitting in your self-driving vehicle and a human had to actually intervene. It's interesting because Apple had stated last year that they were not going to build an Apple car, that instead they were going to concentrate on building just the software so that other companies like BMW or Audi or Chevrolet could license it. And now it seems they've decided that perhaps they're going to build their own cars.
Okay.
One of the most disliked versions of Microsoft operating system, Vista, was killed off last week.
Wow. I think a lot of people will be happy to hear that.
As of April 11th, that's the end of life. It means they'll no longer receive any new security updates, non-security hotfixes, free or paid assisted support options, online technical support, all of it's gone. What's interesting is they estimate there's between 10 and 11 million systems still running Vista.
That's a lot.
And, Frank, did you manage to pick up your NES Classic?
I have not yet. I'm sorry.
Well, as of Thursday, they've confirmed they're going to discontinue the NES Classic.
What?
6 months after it launched.
Why?
They don't know. A representative for Nintendo said North America will receive the last shipments of the NES Classic Edition. The rep acknowledged and apologized for the difficulty that many customers have had finding the system.
For those who don't know, this is the thing where you literally go back in 20 years ago and to a younger life when you played the original Nintendo. This was all loaded in there, and I was under the impression that it was so popular, there was a waiting list. You couldn't get it. And they're not going to make anymore.
They're done making them. They've sold 200,000 units.
Was it catching houses on fire? What's the problem?
Don't know.
Wow.
The demand remains high, but they're going to quit making them.
This could be one of those great marketing ploys, too, where they act like it's never going to be available again. And then, we found a warehouse full of them. We're going to get rid of just these.
Or they may have the Nintendo Classic 2.
That could be, too.
And then last but not least, I'm getting a lot of email in reference to people getting calls about their taxes or their student loans or their Microsoft licensing key. I promise you, the IRS is not going to call you. Microsoft is not going to call you. Anybody that you borrowed money from your student loans, they're not going to call you and put you in student loan jail. These are all scams. Just hang the phone up and move on with life.
All right, good advice. We'll take some calls.
Please.
We have callers, but we have a line open. I will give the numbers one more time. Here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start, I believe, with Tom. Tom, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello there.
Hello, Tom.
A few weeks ago, you talked about people who had signed up with AOL and were paying, $9.99 a month. I look back, I've been doing that for probably 10 years.
Oh, man.
So I canceled it.
Hey, don't feel bad, man, because there are tens of thousands of people doing it right now. Don't even know they're doing it.
Well, I canceled it, and I used to get 5, 6, 7 emails a day from various friends of mine from all over the country.
Yep.
And now I get nothing, and I don't know where they all are. Are they all sitting in a great warehouse somewhere? Or
they're probably still sitting. If you didn't send out a notice that you were changing your email address so that your friends could email you the new one, they're probably sitting in the AOL. They're just getting bounced back.
Now, see, I don't think by canceling that charge, his email goes away, does it?
Well, the AOL.
Because AOL email addresses are free now.
Yeah, but they won't let you access. I've typed in AOL and tried to access the email account, and they say you cancel it.
What was it automatic? Was it automatically taken on a charge card? Is that how it was paid?
Yeah, it was automatic bill.
I can tell you something, Tom. You just give me a good reason to do a little digging, because I promise you, I've got 6 or 8 things that are still being charged every month that I don't use anymore. I'm going to look into this because I have an active AOL account that I haven't used in 12 years.
Well, you're paying. I'll bet you.
I'll bet I am too. I'm glad.
Yeah, mine was $9.99 a month.
The wake up call here. I'll take a look at that.
Tom, what I'd recommend doing is going and searching the interweb for AOL's contact information and either see if you can get a phone number for them or send them an email and tell them what you're doing, that you'd like those emails back, and see if they can help for a solution for you.
I actually had a phone number that I used to cancel it.
Okay.
And they said, it's not $9.99 anymore, but for $5 or $4.99,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
we'll continue you on, and using your advice that, you don't have to pay for this anymore.
Jose, does this make sense?
I said no.
What if Tom Googled how to download AOL free? I'll bet you can still, don't you think, still get just basic
probably
so. AOL for nothing?
If push comes to shove, Tom, give them the $5 for a month. And then the first thing to do is log into your AOL account and send a group email to everyone in there.
Telling them that after
telling
a month,
them that
you
at the end of the
anymore.
Month you're going somewhere else and what the new address is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Good luck, Tom.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the wake-up call. I'm telling you. That's my only problem with this. Would you like for it just be played automatically every month by charge card? And then here, I'll give you a good example. I had a car that I had XM Sirius radio on. I forgot to cancel it. For 3 years, whoever owned that car got free satellite radio.
Oh, wow.
Courtesy of me, because I forgot to cancel it, because it was taken off a charge car. Vicky, it's your turn. Say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you, Ms. Vicky?
Well, I have one stupid thing that I did that's a real quickie. I had one of those alerts comes on my computer,
mm-hmm.
and I did what old ladies do. I paid them the money,
ooh.
And then I figured out, I shouldn't have done this. And luckily, my bank was able to help me, and I got the money back.
But Vicky, were you when that came up, were you on a porn site?
No. Not that day. Not that day.
Oh, that day. Okay.
But I think my husband, probably has been on there quite a lot.
He's the reason you got the message.
He's the reason,
He's always the guy.
My question is,
your laugh. You've got a good whiskey smoker's laugh.
Thank you, sir. I just bought an Android phone for the first time.
Yes.
And when I get my text messages, when my kids and grandkids send pictures, it won't open them. So I went to Google and said, how do you do this? And they told me to go into the settings and hit auto retrieve and did that. Still nothing. Then it said, well, try powering your phone off. I did that. Still nothing. So how do I get them?
Where did you purchase your phone from?
Consumer Cellular.
Okay. Do they have a phone number you can call?
They do.
Give them a call and let them talk you through how to do it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do they have a store that you could go to?
No, they only sell, like online, or you can get them at Target. So maybe I could go to Target and ask them.
Maybe you could talk to the electronics people at Target, but I would try just calling them first.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Vicky.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Good
you
luck.
You too. Bye-bye. Is this right, Dan? Somebody's name is Famous?
Yeah. That's what he said. He said, like, Famous Bar.
Wow.
That's what he told me.
Famous, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. Say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
How are you?
All right. I got a little issue with Windows XP validation. I know they disabled support for it way back in 2014.
Yes.
But, I got a couple of game machines that I use around here aren't even hooked up to the Internet that I play a lot of stuff on.
Yes.
And now you can no longer go to Windows and get that validated.
Correct.
Is there a way around it, or are all of these machines I got with XP on them just junk?
Well, what is the machine telling you if it's not validated?
Just keeps saying not validated. It just won't let you get the code. It keeps telling you to either try online, dial the phone number, which of course is defunct, and that's it.
If you'll do some research into the Microsoft Tech Web, I probably go to Google to do it. There is a Windows update that came down that makes it look for validation.
Okay.
And it's a KB number for knowledge base.
Right.
You should be able to extract that one particular knowledge base item, and it should stop yelling at you about activating.
Oh, that would be great.
I don't know the number offhand, but if you'll do some research, it should be fairly easy to find.
Yeah, because the one who gets the big computer with all the firepower in it is the wife.
Right.
And I just
hold on here.
Wait a minute.
I mean, right there, there's your biggest problem. Yeah. You got your marriage all screwed around backwards.
Who watches the most porn?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, good. You see, your wife watches a lot. Good for you, man. Good wife. All right, you got nothing to complain about.
No, it's just that she never asks for anything, and she always helps out, and she always tries to be there for me, and that's why the one thing I felt I could give her was what she loved, and she loves computers. And
Famous, how long have you been married, Famous?
26 years.
All right. That's what they do the first 30 years.
Yeah.
They trick you. And then look out, buddy. Look out in about 2-3 years. Yeah. Oh, you know what's going to break loose.
Yeah.
Famous, good luck with this problem.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. My wife's got the big computer. What a screwed-up marriage. Last caller will be Sue. How do you do? Say hello to Jose, Sue.
Hello. We're AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to hear.
I wanted to ask Jose a question about buying a television. We're a retired couple, and our living room is like about 18 by 18, and we don't want all of the garbage on it. We just want a plain television.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't think they make one.
You don't think they make one?
Well, not that in the way plain, the way you mean plain.
Right.
But, Jose, go ahead here and tell her. The one thing I think he's going to tell you is this is not going to be expensive at all. If you don't need four HDMI inputs and you're not concerned with this, and that you're going to get a great TV for $300. Go ahead, Jose.
You're kidding.
Sue, are you going to hook the television to the internet at all?
No.
So you're not going to watch Netflix or Hulu or any of the broadcast stuff?
No.
We have Dish, and that's all.
You're going to watch Dish on it?
Yep.
So you're looking for not smart television.
Not smart.
Yeah, when you go, most of the stuff you're going to see are smart TVs.
She's actually writing down not smart.
Well, it is. It's not a smart TV. They are listed as smart or not. I don't know that it says not smart on the box. But when you go to the big box store to talk to the television guys, tell them you don't want one that has Netflix and Hulu and all the smart television stuff. You just need a television.
Okay.
And here's something Jose says, and I agree with him 100%. Nobody's ever said these words. I wish our TV screen wasn't so big. Get the biggest TV you can put in that room and enjoy it, because you're not looking for all those frills. Jose, what do you think? $300-$400, right?
Should be fairly inexpensive compared to the ones that have all the Gizmachis in them.
Your reaction? Do you think that's too high?
Oh no, I think that's fabulous.
Oh no, we were thinking
maybe $1,000.
No, heck no. Jose, do you agree? $400 maybe.
I won't say what price is going to be because I've never looked for one that doesn't contain all the smart stuff in it. So
right.
Well,
I can't tell you, Sue, but I will tell you that the two phrases no one has ever told me is, I wish we had less garage space.
Yep.
And that television was entirely too big.
No, they never say that.
And one brand above the other doesn't make any difference?
No, they're pretty much all the same anymore.
Pretty much all the same. All right.
I would recommend purchasing 5 inches larger than what you're thinking to begin with.
Get 5 inches larger. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue. Dan, would you show everybody half of 5 inches?
Yeah.
Show them that. You double that right there,
there you
got 5 inches. Yep. Theme music, please. Jose, thank you again.
You're welcome again.
We will see you next Monday. Would you be so kind as to give everybody your email address?
My email address is tech.questions@ktrs.com.
Two dots in there. tech.questions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose.
Have a good day, everybody.
And someone did call and verify that Peon was right. AOL has a free version.
I thought so.
And yeah.
Well, don't put it that way. Don't suppose a Peon was right.
Right.
Phrase it another way.
Didn't like that.
Oh, that's right.
See, a listener was wrong. That's how you do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Listener was wrong, and there is a free version of AOL.
Jose was brought to you and will be next week again by Window World. Original $189 window, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, John Landoff is not with us. He's busy. And so this gives me an opportunity to set the record straight and tell the true version of a story that he's been telling now for a year or more. And it has to do with a motorcycle that was on his lot. When did we do that thing in the parking lot?
I think that was last summer.
Last summer, yeah.
Just this past summer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have said 2 years ago.
No, so it was this past summer. Maybe
early in the summer.
Early. Very early. Maybe May or early June.
I know. It was very hot.
That was extremely hot.
It really was hot. So what happened was, I like motorcycles. I don't have one now, but I've had 16 in my life, starting when I was 16 years old. And there was an Indian motorcycle at the dealership that somebody had traded in on a Chevy. And it was beautiful. It was maroon and cream colored with tan leather saddlebags and a leather saddle. It looked more like a saddle than a seat. So I got on it and I rode it just around the parking lot. And John likes to make people think that my wife, this is so ridiculous and absurd, I can hardly even say it, that my wife wouldn't let me have it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like, that she said, you can't have that motorcycle. That is not true. What really happened was, she saw me looking at it and getting on it, And she said, I think you should have that. I think you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, shut up and get me another hamburger. Mind your own business. I can't be buying a motorcycle right now. And she said, but, and I said, but, get me a hamburger.
And a soda.
Keep out of it. And a soda. And keep your yapper shut. And a lot of people who witnessed that noticed she was a lot quieter later. Because when I tell her to be quiet, she knows to be quiet. So that's what really happened was I liked the bike, but I knew that as long as we're living out in where the deer population, I think the Guinness Book of World Records should put Wildwood part of St. Louis County, the most dense deer population of anywhere in the world. As long as they're out there, I can't have a bike. I believe she wanted me to get it so I'd be killed.
Yeah. Oh,
sure. That I hit a deer, and then the antlers would go through my chest to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see right through it, and I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go that easily and give you that pleasure. So that's what actually happened. I just want to set that record straight. Now, the other thing that happened that day was we sold some cars. Sold some pre-owned cars. Sold some new Chevys, and they'd love to sell you one. Got a, they send me a copy. When anybody writes on the bill of sale, and they do this, they write AM in the PM, great big letters on across the bill of sale. And that happened a week or so ago to a guy who had just bought an, I think it was an 07, I think an 07 Toyota Corolla. So yes, they do sell things that aren't Chevys, but they sell the cars only after they've turned them inside out, given them their okay stamp and seal of approval, and then they're made available to you. And they have quite a few in stock. But if they don't have what you're looking for, unless you're in a real big hurry and you have to have it tomorrow, you give them just a little time, they'll find it. They'll find what you're looking for. You know, unless you're real specific. If you say, look, something 4 or 5 years old, 4x4 SUV, not a big one, but a smaller SUV, okay. They'll get on it. And when you buy something new, you're going to be treated like a new car customer should. The interesting thing is you get that same treatment when you buy pre-owned, because they realize that to you, this is like your, this is your brand new car, even though it's 2 or 3 years old. It's a terrific place. Just 2 days ago, a friend of mine said they have a Jeep Wrangler. And they want to trade it in for something that's more of an SUV, not so Jeepish, just more luxury, a softer ride. And he said these words. Unfortunately, he lives out of town. They live out of state. And he said, I hate going to buy a car. He said, that's why I've kept putting this off. I absolutely hate that. I said, well, it's too bad you're not in St. Louis, because I could change that thinking. And they will. So for all of you who hate that experience, for all of you women who have gone to a dealership where they don't seem to understand that 50% of the car buying decisions in this country, and this is a fact, are made by women. 50%. So for them to say things like, go home and get your husband, man, these people are living in the Stone Age. You don't need that. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Time for a check on traffic, and here's Tim Weiland.
Well, some good news. They cleared that accident that was on southbound 170 before Page. Now, traffic is getting a little bit more normal, but still southbound 270 at Ladue. You've got three left lanes blocked, and right now traffic is jammed all the way north of Page. Now, you do have a new accident on westbound Highway 40 just before Highway 70, and that's causing a jam up from Highway 94. They did clear the accident that was on westbound 70 at Wentzville Parkway, and they also cleared the accident eastbound 70 before Highway 270, but you still have some lagging traffic from the Blanchett Bridge, and that goes all the way through St. Charles Rock Road. Downtown, eastbound 40 jamming up Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 40 drivers, you are now slowing from Boyle through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Show.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams.
The Big Sports Show.
For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Weekdays at 6:30 p.m. on KTRS.
Hi, John Grayson from my good friends at JV's Downtown Bar and Grill on Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. We tell you all the time, we've been visiting JV's for over 15 years now. They've been in the business for over 32 years in Waterloo at this one location that has a fantastic history. You can read all about that on the menu. They're very proud of it. They're also very proud of the food, whether it's the barbecue, and you can find Jeff working the smoker, or that fantastic fried chicken they have every Wednesday night for a special. And, of course, don't forget the fish menu on Friday. Trust me on this one. Get the cod cut-up plate. But you know what it's all about. When you go out to eat, you want fantastic food, you want a great atmosphere, and you want terrific people bringing it to you. That's what you're going to find at JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. Whether you're just stopping by for pizza and wings, maybe a beer, or whether you want some of that fantastic barbecue, or one of the burgers off the menu. Trust me on this one. The Firehouse Burger with the jalapenos. Absolutely fantastic. You want to go to JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. It's on Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. Look for the big American flag on the side of the building, JV's Downtown Bar and Grill.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center, 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Florida Mayor Tom Schneider with an important message from the beautiful city about using single-stream recycle totes at your house. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than the county, state, and constitution, so we inherited a responsibility to set a good example of citizenship, like conserving resources and protecting the environment for future generations, the grandchildren. Florissant was awarded a grant from St. Louis County Department of Public Health to use some landfill surcharge funds to promote single-stream recycling by increasing awareness and usage of those special curbside totes to reduce unnecessary dumping in landfills, and to recycle renewables. We need your help to reduce the costly overuse of landfills. It's easy and could lower trash bills. Paper, plastic, glass, and metals can go into the same recycle tote, and everything else goes into garbage. Florissant residents can obtain free recycle totes and delivery from our health department. Check FlorissantMo.com. If you're not a lucky Florissant resident, then call your city or county to get your recycle tote today.
Our weather can quickly go from sunshine to thunderstorms, and that can lead to flooding at any time, anywhere. If that rainwater gets into your home, the damage can be costly. And did you know it's not covered by your standard homeowner's insurance? We all live in a flood zone, and every home is at risk. That's why Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District wants you to know your zone to protect yourself with flood insurance. Go to knowyourzone.org to learn more about how you can weather the storms.
Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis. Encore tastefully displays upscale furnishings that are worthy of a repeat performance. The inventory is constantly changing and consists of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There is something for everyone at Encore Consignment Gallery in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. Does not help.
How fast mow, my friends, is how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345 home. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that get to grass. If you want to mow well in the higher gear, see a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
About 10 years ago, we had a little, more than that, 12, 13 years ago, a little condo at the lake. And we saw this furniture, this patio furniture, and it was supposed to be white wicker. And at the end of one summer, we had gone home, and then we went back to the lake, and that, for whatever reason, that week that went by, a combination of humidity, temperature, whatever, were the perfect conditions to cause these, what I thought were wicker weaves, to just pop and break open. It wasn't wicker. It was some plastic made to look like wicker. And there were just little wicker giblets all over the floor. And that's when we knew we had crappy patio furniture. But we bought it because of the price. The price was ridiculous. And I remember there was a little coffee table and a couple of wicker rocker chairs and a sofa and a lounger. And I think the whole thing was like $900. And I thought, well, this is unbelievable. Yeah, it was. And we ended up realizing we just thrown the money away. My point is this. Like anything else, there is junk patio furniture. There's mediocre, sort of okay patio furniture. There's nice patio furniture. And then at the very top of the list is the best of the best patio furniture made in the world, and most of it made in the United States. And that's what Amini's sells. So when you're ready, and look, I don't think a lot of 23-year-olds are going into Amini's buying their furniture, unless they're rich kids. And if they are, we'd love to have your business. But when you've reached a point in your life where you're tired of replacing junk for good stuff, and you can afford to, then get the good stuff. Get good furniture. Get furniture that your kids will use and their kids will use. And when I say furniture, I don't just mean patio furniture. I mean dining room furniture, living room, accent pieces, end tables, that kind of thing. Because now they have a lot of that. They are famous for their patio furniture. Because nobody else in St. Louis has this selection. So get in there. You got plenty of time to enjoy it this year. If they don't have it, they'll get it. But they have lots of stuff in stock. And a lot of that in stock stuff is last year's patio furniture. So the tremendous discounts, up to 50%. You just have to walk through the store and ask a bunch of questions. And while you're there, look around you. Just look around you at what you see in that store that you won't see in any other store. Everything from real slate pool tables. And that's the only kind of pool table you want, by the way, is slate. To jukeboxes. Who doesn't love a jukebox? Pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard. Arcade games meaning not just the Pac-Man type stuff, but the simulators, the cars. Yeah, how about having one of those in your basement? Wouldn't that be fantastic? And those are things that you get years and years and years and years of family use out of. I'm big on anything that an entire family will do together. And there aren't many things left. But a pool table, some fun games, pinball machine. Everybody gathers around that and has a great time. Check it out, as well as the lighting upstairs, the Jaffe Lighting Collection. It's Amini's, and you can't miss it because there's a copper dome on top. It's in Chesterfield Valley. It's not like any other store, outside or inside. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. We don't have a lot of time because we've got to get Mr. Cleveland in here. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you believe this? Heath Ledger has been dead 9 years. Does it seem like 3 years ago they said Heath Ledger was dead?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that long.
That's the kind of thing that makes me realize how fast your life is going.
Prince has already been dead a year.
Yeah, it seems like a month ago.
I know.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. How many films do you think? Heath Ledger was 28. How many films do you think he was in?
I think he did a lot more than you would think.
19.
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy was on his way to something huge.
Well, he was in The Patriot. He was...
Well, I don't have the titles in front of me, but yeah. I read an article this morning that said that he was in a total of 19 films, and they listed about 8 of them.
Yeah, he was
and
in the
he
Patriot.
Was on, he was on fire. And the only thing I ever saw him in that I know of was the Joker.
In Dark Knight, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, was he good in that.
I watched a documentary recently. It's a series. I think it's on Netflix that follows
hey,
people
look who's
that
here,
died.
Peon.
Oh, thank you. That follows... It tells people's life story. That
oh, I've seen that. They did one on Phil Hartman.
That died too soon.
Yeah, they did Phil Hartman.
Okay.
John Belushi. I know what you're talking about. I love him. I'm with you on the documentary thing.
Yeah.
I love a good documentary. All right. Playhouse on the way. Bill Cleveland before that. Do one more bit of business, and we can wipe the slate clean and stick with you for a full 20 minutes or so, and it will climax with one of...
What?
My favorite jokes, one of Dan's favorite jokes, and one of Pia's. We all agree, this joke, it's the great Engelbert Humperdinck joke, and I have to tell it because I heard an Engelbert Humperdinck song this weekend, which caused me to go, and I've got some on my iPod, and I played some from his latest album where he does a bunch of duets with all kinds of people, and I thought, okay, I think it's time. I think it's been long enough. We need to bring back that joke. So we will at the end of the Playhouse today. American Equity Mortgage has been on this show for over 25 years. I don't have the exact month. But I know as long as they've been in business, they've been part of the show. Because they hadn't been in business a year when they came on board, and they're still with us. How do you thank someone who's taken you from crayons to perfume? Sorry, I slipped into the Lulu song to Sir with Love. How do you thank someone who's given you that kind of loyalty and given this show that kind of support? It's easy. Here's how you do it. You, as a listener... Just make sure when you contact American Equity Mortgage, you let them know your AM and the PM. That's all you have to do. That's how they know their money is well spent. Now, you're not going to contact them just to make us happy or because we want you to say your AM and the PM. You're going to contact them because you want to buy a house, you need a mortgage, or because you're a homeowner already and you need to borrow some cash for some unexpected expense that you didn't see coming. I can't think of anybody better. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for another check on traffic, and we give you Tim Weiland. Tim?
Okay, Dan, they're still blocking the three left lanes on southbound Highway 270 past Ladue, and you've got a jam up that goes north of Dorset. Looks like a lot of people may have bailed out over on... the page extension over to southbound 141 because you're pretty well jammed up a little bit south of Olive down through Highway 40. They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 40 before Highway 70. You're slow from Highway 94. They cleared the accident, as I said before, on southbound 170 near Page, but you're stop and go now north of Olive down through Highway 40. And we were really jammed up now on eastbound Highway 44 from Grand to Highway 55. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a great weekend of giveaways is coming up against the Cincinnati Reds. April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Friday, it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome. Saturday, the Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter Double Bobblehead, presented by SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is the Powerade and Shop and Save Carlos Martinez Kids Home White Jersey. It's the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Hey fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and I know a thing or two about closing out a World Series. The final out of the 1982 World Series was delivered by Hall of Famer Bruce Sutter. On Friday, April 28th, we face the Reds, and it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome Giveaway. 30,000 fans, 16 and older, take home the Garden Gnome. You've seen these in the past, and now add Hall of Famer Bruce Sutter to your collection. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball. We'll
Hi, David Fox here, proud founder of two St. Louis companies I started over 23 years ago, Carpet Masters and Hardwood Rescue. If you're in the market for new flooring, you can avoid the hassle of expensive retailers. At Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you with beautiful top brand carpet, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and laminates. We're all about convenience, savings, and guaranteed installs. Visit us online at stlcarpetmasters.com and schedule your shop at home appointment today. Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you, stlcarpetmasters.com.
No one ever said, I love that dull old gold look. Yeah, I love it. Call Floyd Renovations for all your remodeling needs. Online at floydrenovations.com.
With a big 550 KTRS needed electrical work done, they went with Strive Company. You should too. For your electrical, media, and security needs, join the tribe and go with Strive.
Hello! From downtown St. Louis,
it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. The AM and the PM Cab Company, the app is so easy to use, and it's so free. So please download it. You'll be glad you did. We don't ever want to see you in any cab that's not a Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab proudly presents Bill Cleveland.
Hey guys, good afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, hello, great, William. Bill. How are you?
Good. I gotta share something real quick with you. Random thought just came to me. I called into the radio station today. I only know three phone numbers: the radio station phone number, my dad's telephone number, and my own.
Join
phone
the
number.
Club.
You asked me.
They're all contacts.
I couldn't name any other phone number.
No, me either. I know my kids' numbers. I know my wife's phone and my phone. That's about it.
That just dawned on me right now. It's just sort of.
You know what happened to me? I got up this morning. I watched the sun come up, and then it dawned on me.
Oh my God!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
what do you have?
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you. Oh wait, I haven't done it yet.
No.
Well, scientists say obesity among children in the United States is a very serious problem. It's going to be a very serious problem. For example, over the weekend on Easter Sunday, millions of American children searched for Egg McMuffins. See, that's how you know we're in big
trouble.
That's
the way it ought to be.
That's how you know. And this is actually getting very ridiculous. Now there's proof Russia tried to influence the outcome of the White House Easter egg roll.
They're in everything.
Wow. They are in everything. Security was extra tight, though, for the Easter egg roll this year. That happened today, by the way. Mainly to make sure Melania Trump didn't try to escape.
I don't get it.
She really, I don't think, wants to be any part of this.
But the White House?
Yeah. And finally, somebody got it out there. Somebody.
I don't think they did.
I think somebody. Oh, boy. Well, some folks say that the Democrats in Congress are looking foolish how they're slowing down all of President Trump's nominees for no reason. I think it may have crossed the line, though. Today, they announced they plans to filibuster his choice for White House chef. I think it's over the line.
What happened with
nobody probably got that one.
Yeah.
Whatever. Leave me alone. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Nothing like good jokes, and that was nothing.